are here at the 2020 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. Look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Victor Corro, Robozars, from Coopera Consulting. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
How's the conference going for you so far?
It's been busy.
I bet.
But busy good.
Yeah, that's always a good thing for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, you just enlightened me, or you just told me that it's hashtag DEI Tuesday.
DEI Tuesday.
Congratulations, Twitter sphere.
Thank you.
DEI Tuesday.
And it's actually within Black History Month.
Oh, cool. So right on.
Renee Sedaway gave me this yesterday.
So oh, that's nice of her. She's been on the show. She was here yesterday as well.
Yeah, so from the African American
Coalition. Oh, yeah. She is a mover and a shaker for sure.
That she is.
So I'm glad to know her. So so tell me about DEI Tuesday. What's the hashtag all about?
Well, the hashtag all about is really to celebrate, you know, the diversity that we have in our movement, mm-hmm. and then, you know, to really remark on the focus that we have put as a movement on diversity, equity, and inclusion, mm-hmm. something that is very important for our varied relevancy mm-hmm. into the future. Our country is changing demographically right before our eyes, and mm-hmm. before 2045, some experts are saying that we will have a minority-majority country. So that really means, you know, how are we going to serve our members who are going to be more and more multicultural?
They
come with a different mindset and perspective and needs in terms of products and services. So Caribbeans really need to be aware of how to do that.
Yeah, and I see, mm-hmm. I mean, from my perspective, I see that as opportunity.
Right.
My gosh, you know.
Of course.
So, and I'm sure you see it as well.
Yeah.
Because once you get, like, let's focus on the Hispanic community, because mm-hmm. once we both know, once you get into that community, man, word spreads like wildfire, and you're in. So it's great. As long as you're doing some good work, providing good service, and then word will spread. So.
And usually it goes beyond the country, the states that the mind goes to, which is Texas and you know, California mm-hmm. and Florida, but mm-hmm. really we're seeing communities in the middle of Wisconsin, in the middle of Iowa, mm-hmm. in the middle of Kansas, mm-hmm. you know, growing because of Hispanic and Latino immigrants. Mm-hmm. So it's important to really understand who's around your branches and who's using your digital channels, if you're a credit union, to appeal to that new community.
Indeed, mm-hmm. indeed. Very important indeed. And you guys are helping out a great deal, creating a great deal with that.
That's
so thank
our
you
bread
for
and
your
butter.
Work. Right on. Your bread and butter for sure. Hey, let's talk about another announcement. This is kind of hot off the presses. Let's talk about The Collective. Yeah. What is this all about, Victor? Tell us.
Well, you know, about a year ago, Samira from CUNA mm-hmm. and then Angela from CUNA Mutual.
Mm-hmm.
We were in a panel at in California, mm-hmm. and then it was talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion. We got off the stage, and then we talked about, you know, all of us are doing wonderful things, but we don't know if these things are being put together anywhere mm-hmm. for credit unions to see and to share. Mm-hmm. And so we started meeting regularly, you know, over lunches and, you know, here in DC. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unofficially, I can say that we have formed a group of about 15 organizations that are national in scope. And basically what we want to do is gather the resources, the experts, the white papers, the approaches to diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Okay.
Because a lot of organizations in credit union land are doing that.
Right.
But then if a credit union, let's say, and I always give this example, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, wants to find out about, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion, they probably need to make 15 calls to get to Coopera or to get to Inclusive or to get to, you know, CUNA Mutual, who's doing an awesome work internally on DEI. Mm-hmm. So this collective will ultimately have a digital channel or a digital website mm-hmm. that would help us put together all of these resources. Again, we're in the process of giving this some structure, some governance.
Right, this is brand new.
But it's something that really shows that the industry is serious mm-hmm. about inclusiveness.
Mm-hmm. So, and how many organizations are involved
there
here?
There are about 15.
Oh, and you showed me some here. I'm like, oh my gosh.
So we have Inclusive, we have Filene, we have NCUA, we have NALCUP, we have AACUC, the mm-hmm. African American Coalition, the leagues, CUNA Mutual, and then we have Global Women's, the Foundation, Co-op, PSU, Humanities, yeah,
Coopera,
Policy Works, your credit union partner.
Wow.
So, you know, and many more. It's, this is not a closed group. You know, everybody that has work on diversity, equity, and inclusion, mm-hmm. you know, is welcome.
This is inclusive as
this
well.
This is inclusive as well. So that's the message. You know, if you know an organization that should be on this, you know, just
let you know,
let me know, okay. and let all of us know, and you know, this will be.
And so, what are your goals? What do you want to achieve? I just maybe in 2020. Obviously, you want to get it more mm-hmm. organized and get some things rolling here. But what are your ultimate goals here with this?
Ultimately, the vision is that any credit union that really wants to connect with their audience and they don't know how to go about it mm-hmm. because their membership is changing in many ways. Mm-hmm. you know, find partners to do it with or find resources to mm-hmm. do it with mm-hmm. and know that there are organizations within the credit union family
yeah.
that are already doing that.
Right.
And this is not a linear pattern and this is not, you know, a checkbox kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's a journey that may have not a clear destination, but there are others that are doing it and they right. are willing to help.
So it sounds like you just like you've consolidated these resources into one where people go, hey,
right.
can this person help me or this organization
right.
help me? You can go to kind of a one-stop place and
without,
find
without making 15 phone calls all or
right.
Googling all day long.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
That would be a lot easier.
Huge time saver, for sure.
Time saver. And it keeps the, you know, we have a cooperative principle, cooperation among cooperatives. Mm-hmm. And so that supports that principle. Mm-hmm. You know, we're here to help each other and in the end, help our members. That's who we care about.
Indeed, indeed. All right, so where can folks go to find out more about the collective?
Right now, we're just starting. So if you heard all the organizations,
yeah.
just ask.
Okay,
you'll find us.
I'm going to funnel them to you, Victor, all
yes.
right? All right.
And remember, hashtag DEI Tuesday.
That's it.
Many events today, you know, the NALCUP, we have the Juntos Avanzamos mm-hmm. breakfast this morning, mm-hmm. We have the several other events in the afternoon.
Guys are doing some fantastic work.
Yeah.
So always a pleasure having you in here, Victor. So appreciate the time. As always, you guys are doing some fabulous work. So keep it up. All right, man?
Thank you.
Good stuff, sir. All
hey,
right.
Take
and
care.
The collective and hashtag DEI Tuesday.